Hey, y'all, it's your boy, John Jay. I want to give a special shout out to some really cool guys. They hooked your boy up before I get ready to head out to PFL for their championship fight in Madison Square Garden. They got me all flossed out with a badass, Canon, the EF 70 to 200 lens. Really appreciate them. Guys are very knowledgeable. They know their stuff. They are the premier camera, lighting, audio rental company in the DC area. So if you guys are in the DMV, give them a shout out. Hit them up. Their website is dc-camera.com. Once again, it's dc-camera.com. They'll take care of you. Tell them your boy John Jay sent you from Head Moving MMA, and they'll hook you up. Peace. And we're back. What's up, y'all? John Jay back again with just a quick header here. Hope everyone had a great holiday. Sorry if you missed out Head Movement MMA dropping episodes and stuff for you, but get caught up in the holidays also. Some interesting stuff has happened the last this month alone. Some good stuff. The big news right now is UFC 232. But I'll talk about that in a little bit. I guess it was on the 15th. I went and I checked out my first Muay Thai event. It was a combination of amateurs, professionals. There were some exhibition matches, guys and gals. It was thrown on by Sucker Punch Entertainment. That is the management group for big name athletes. The two highest profile names that have come to mind right now are Max Holloway, and the other one is Mr. Donald Cowboy Cerrone, who also is coming out with his own fight series next month called Cowboy Fight Series. I will be attending that. So that's in my backyard. So I'll definitely be attending that and posting pictures. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'm posting pictures on there. Still trying to tweak the name. Still haven't been able to get Backhead Movement MMA straight up from the evil empire known as Instagram. I'm at Head Movement MMA _ show. That is the latest and greatest Instagram account right now. So I have links. I have all kinds of stuff that I'm posting to my Facebook group also. So I just kind of made it simple. So if you just go to Head Movement MMA _ show on Instagram, and go into my bio, I have a link there. I'm using Linktree. So Linktree will have, everything, interviews, on different platforms from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, YouTube, and my Facebook groups also. So that way, you don't have to try to find which Facebook group it is and, all that other stuff. And consume it however you want, there were some monsters. Monsters, like the ladies really showed out, during this Muay Thai event. Excuse me. I didn't mention what it was called. It's called FC Valhalla. I'll put up a link, on my Instagram, and then you can just go right to it. But it was a great event, small event, a couple hundred folks, maybe. It was our first one. It was, out of Northern Virginia. There'll be several more, starting next year. But I tell you, it was my first event. My first love is MMA. I've had friends trying to get me to come out, to their Muay Thai fights. I just wasn't interested. I was just like, whatever. I'm not big into it. Holy hell, was I wrong. Three 2-minute rounds of pure hell. Knees, elbows, punches, and kicks. I mean, you know, I guess the part that I didn't like is like, you know, you get knocked down and the ref breaks you up and you stand up. But hey, who doesn't like a good stand-up match? You know, yes, there was a little bit of clinching, but oh my gosh, these ladies were going at it like savages. I mean, there were girls getting mollywopped left and right. I mean, it was really, really, really exciting for me. I mean, and it was, and I tell you, I don't know, but you know, there were some very, very cute, attractive young ladies out there showing out, showing a lot of heart and guts and no quit, lots of fight in them. And I'm telling you, it's just like, I don't know what's wrong with you pretty people. I don't know why you want to get in a sport that you could damage up your grill. And, you know, and I talked to a few of them, and hopefully I'll have a few on the show. You know, it's just, you know, around Christmas time, it's kind of hard trying to get a hold of some folks. You know, have a couple interviews also with some UFC fighters. I won't let the cat out the bag, but I've done a few interviews already. But I just haven't posted them yet. I just haven't had time. I needed to edit out one or two of them. But other than that, hopefully I'll get back in the swing of things, and I should sometime in January I'll start releasing out some of these other interviews that I've able to get. So be on the lookout for FC Valhalla. Those pictures, you know, again, are up on my Instagram. They're on my Facebook as well. The Cowboy Fights, I want to say, is maybe July 19th or 26th. And, you know, since Donald Cerrone is going to be, is the one who's putting these fights on, it only makes sense for him to fight. And I believe he is fighting the week before. I guess it would be the 26th, because I think that 19th card is that ESPN card. And I think that's the one that Cerrone is on. So the fight was going to be on the 19th, but they had to push it back a week. So funny enough, they also had to change venues. Not quite as big a deal as what's going on with UFC 232, but, you know, nonetheless, it is in the same sense of things, right? You know, luckily we're only talking a difference of maybe 20 miles in venues. As opposed to UFC 232, you know, you're talking different states and what, 2-hour drive. I don't know. I think that's what it is from LA to Vegas, 2-hour drives. I think, don't kill me. I'm not a West Coast guy, so sorry. All right. So, UFC 232, like I said, this is going to be a quick hitter, but you know, every time I say quick hitter, I usually end up being on here for like a good 45 minutes to an hour. I don't know why, but it just seems that way. So I just wanted to jump on here, and I know a couple folks had were asking my opinion and thoughts on, you know, all this John Jones testing and WADA, USADA, VADA, and you know, all this other nonsense, and they had a lot of valid points, and, you know, a cheater is a cheater, and, you know, and what have you. And, you know, there's all kinds of information that's just starting to filter out. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, the UFC was notified back in August that there was a test that came back positive for something, you know, in John's test. Now, unfortunately, they had one more test to do, and it didn't come out. And I'm telling you, this is what the most annoying part is. Why the hell is it when they get ready to come out with their final results, it's always right before John Jones's fight? Like, I just don't understand it. Or it's in front of what's his name? Sugar Shane. It's right before his fight, right? So, you know, they claim that these tests are just numbers, but it's just ironic that these test results are already always come out like a week or two or the week of the fight. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, and I know it's very frustrating to me and you know, you guys and you know, the other fans. Like, it's just annoying. You know, I had posted kind of like a two-part series, but it was like two episodes in one. Apparently, you guys didn't like it. Sorry. But I thought it was like very educational in the sense it was Andy Forster or whatever the hell his name is from California State Athletic Commission. About John Jones and it's how John Jones got reinstated and then how, you know, the CSAC wanted him to participate in the VADA testing, you know, voluntarily just to kind of clear his name. And then 2 weeks later, boom, here comes this shit, you know. So the best that I can explain this is that John isn't, his test came back positive, but it didn't come back positive with a higher dosage of what he's already tested positive for in the past. And I guess that's what the big difference is. And whoever these experts are saying, you know, what he's popping, you know, what he's popping for is, you know, a lower dosage. And it's not like an incremental increase in the dosing or what they've seen in the past, which is crazy because how long ago were we talking? Like, we're talking a year and a half, you know, basically on when he supposedly last took this. You know, whatever, you know, he still claims he has no idea where it came from, whether it came from the dick pills. You know, these metabolites are saying that they come from an oral steroid that if you don't have a prescription for it, you can get arrested, whatever. And then you got John Jones. Guys, if you don't think he's lacking in the mental capacity, I probably shouldn't say that. I apologize. I don't want to bash, you know, him. And I know that a lot of us get on this microphone and flex our muscles on the keyboard and we probably should do it. But, you know, Dana White said to John, you know, let Nowitzki do the explaining, which was probably right because John couldn't pronounce picogram. He kept calling it a pictogram, right? So, which is like 48 million times smaller than a grain of salt. You know, anytime he tries to explain something, it just sounds ridiculous. I mean, you throw a pinch of salt in an Olympic sized swimming pool. So, you know, now we're finding out the technology and testing is too good now. Right? So everybody wants to say like, hey, I can tell you what this fighter has consumed or ingested in the last 6 months, 12 months, or hell, even 5 years. You know, now we're getting crazy. Now the benefits of this, and why I can kind of wrap my head around this is a little bit is you know, I understand like the genealogy from, you know, from my family's you know, bout with cancer. So like the science is there. Like you wouldn't believe how much stuff that we know about certain things, but we don't necessarily know how to fix things, you know, especially like, you know, in the terms of cancer research or cancer curing. You know, they're very close to I'm not going to say prevent cancer, but they're pretty close to detecting what chromosomes can, I guess, be attributed to causing cancer. And if they could get it passed, it probably won't happen in the U.S., but most likely overseas. But they will probably try to mess with the human genome. You know, now that gets scary, right? Because now you don't know what the adverse effects are until someone lives their life. So essentially, they can give your body some type, or they will be able to give your body, say like a baby, for instance, some type of chemical or medicine that will seek out this cancer-causing gene that may lie dormant in your body and actually eradicate it in your body before it even has a time to metabolize, metastasize, whatever you want to, you know, big descriptive word you want to use. And therefore, eliminating cancer, not only from one person, but, you know, from all people and, you know, so on and so forth, right? So it, we're getting crazy. So, you know, I don't want to get too far into that. But anyway, so yeah, so that's kind of like what is being said, you know? And then the other big ass headache is they moved an entire fucking card from Vegas to LA. So the working class folk, you know, who are expecting to see this fight, the triumphant return of John Jones or the demise of John Jones and the rise of Alexander Gustafsson. You know, they want to spend, you know, New Year's in Vegas. And now guess what? Oh, you can't. And so, you know, some folks can't just, you know, make a change. You know, some of these airlines, they won't let you get like a refund. I mean, they'll charge you like out the ass, you know, for rebooking and, you know, and all this other shit. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, I'm sure there's tons of you out there that is flown and understand what I'm saying. So, you know, it's bad enough. It takes you like 2 days to figure out like who's got the best flights and, you know, do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. And a little secret out there for some of you folks, try this. If you can't find a direct flight or if you find a direct flight to where you're going, but it's too expensive, try finding a flight where there is a layover for your destination and just get off the freaking plane. I swear to God, I've done that shit. Oh my God. You know, you like, you got a layover, say like the flight is coming out of BWI. There's a layover in Charlotte. And then, you know, and then it say like it's going to Atlanta, something like that, right? As soon as you land in Charlotte and say like Charlotte's where you want to go, get off the plane. Save yourself $100, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, believe me now, believe me, I don't care, you know, but don't come back at me. I tried it and it didn't work and I, you know, whatever. So, do that at your own risk. If you're brave enough, I was maybe 20 years ago, not so much now. So, so that's what's got other people up in arms and, you know, they moved the fight and, you know, Dana said, you know, last year, John Jones would never, you know, headline a main event again. You can't trust him. And what has he done? John Jones is headlining 232. And look at this. Oh, well, now it's like, it's not John's fault. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, USADA would, you know, try to pass a hearing or have an early hearing and clear him of all that because they're in agreement that because USADA is saying, like, the levels aren't going up. So this is just some leftover remnant. Well, there's four of their members who are not even in the country. So, you know, whatever. So they switch it over to California. Happy payday to California now, right? You know, UFC is saying they're losing $5 or $6 million on the gate, you know, because of the change, you know, is what it is, whatever, whatever. All right. So that's just kind of like the brief overview. Hope that makes sense. So it's yes, Jones tested positive. But it's not higher than what he was, say, like last year or earlier this year. So it's exiting his body. So at some point in time, it will eventually exit his body. So, you know, let me just let's see. All right. Let me just jump into this. So some of you want to know what my fight predictions are. I really hate picking, but, you know, I have my favorites and I'm always on the fence and, you know, especially on good matchups. But if you guys don't have a fight pass, you know, try to sign up for 7 days, you know, at least so you can see the early prelims. So this is. What the heck? Oh, these times. Oh, never mind. Okay, so yeah. So there's this Millinder cat. He's an up and comer. He's fighting some guy, Bahadurzada. I'm not sure. It's a welterweight matchup, but this Millinder guy, he means business. You know, so be out on the lookout for that. I think you'll hear about him. I don't know if he'll crack top 15, but he's a serious contender. You got Hall versus Lewis. I want to say this might be Uriah Hall's first fight. His first fight back since last year. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Let's see. Anyway, I would watch the, you know, he had Uriah Hall had a terrible weight cut. What was that, January of last year? You know, kind of like had a mini stroke or something like that. It's pretty bad. So I'm not sure how that's going to go down. But yeah. So, and there's been some changes. So, and this Bevin Lewis guy, I think I've seen him once before, but gosh, man, Uriah Hall used to be on the main event, or at least the FS1 prelims. Now he's on the early prelims. Wow, that's wow. Okay, so yeah, I'll go with Bevin Lewis, but I hope Uriah Hall can get back. I mean, the kid had so much potential with that head kick from the Ultimate Fighter series, you know, but he's never got over that hurdle. I'm going to take Curtis Millinder. You know, like I said earlier, I think Brian Kelleher and Montel Jackson. Kelleher. Should I go with Kelleher? You know what? I'm going to go with Jackson. Even though Kelleher is a tough son bitch, I think he might be underestimating Montel Jackson, but it's going to be a good scrap. I did skip over Nathaniel Wood versus Andre Newell, and it's so funny. Nathaniel Wood was, he's a UK fighter. I forget the organization that he used to fight at, Cage Warriors, I think, and he's still in the prelims. I don't know. That's a push. Maybe I'll go with Wood on that. Let's see, Orlovsky versus Walt Harris, the big ticket. Orlovsky didn't. God dang it, his nose is broken as hell. Oh, broke as hell. You know what? Woo, that sucker. Let's go with the big ticket, Walt Harris. Kat Zingano against Megan Anderson. I don't know if. Wow, good. Wow, that's a tough one. I know a lot of people picking Zingano. I'll go with Megan Anderson. I think she probably, hopefully she learned a lot from getting her ass whooped by Holly Holm and learns to fight big. But Zingano does have, you know what, let me go with Zingano. Let me just go with Zingano. Let's see. Sylvia D'Andrade versus Jan. I have no idea who either one of those cats are. Sorry for those who are hating on me about that. I just don't consume everything like that. Douglas Silva. Eh. I just don't watch. I don't care enough about them. BJ Penn, yeah, BJ Penn's on this card versus Ryan Hall. BJ Penn just looked like he could give a shit about being there. During the weigh-ins, the face-off. So I'm gonna go with Ryan Hall. I believe he will have Kenny Florian in his corner tonight. Good old Ken Flo. And I think Ryan Hall has trained with some of the guys at Beta Academy down in DC. You may have heard of Beta Academy if you listen to Luke Thomas on, you know, his shows. That's where he trains. All right, so now on to the big boys, the main card. Let's see, Condit versus Michael Chiesa. Chiesa does seem happy as hell. I don't know if you can handle the natural born killer. I'm gonna go with Condit, but if Michael Chiesa wins at 170, that'll be a huge win for him. I mean, this is a really good step for him at fighting at 170 and not 155. Latifi versus Corey Anderson. This is a sleeper fight, guys. I mean, Corey Anderson has excellent wrestling. Latifi is a short, stocky guy, lots of power, good, well-rounded fighter. I think that might go to distance. But I'm going to go with Corey Anderson. And Corey Anderson trains a bunch of guys in wrestling. You know, I see him all the time at PFL events. He's always training somebody. He is like the up-and-comer trainer when it comes to wrestling. So, you know, kudos to him. Mendez versus Volkanovski. I'll go Mendez. Chad Mendez. I actually ran into him briefly at a PFL event when they were in Long Island. He was on his way to the bathroom, so you know, whatever. You gotta go, you gotta go. Chris Cyborg, Amanda Lewis, or Amanda Nunes, not Lewis. Amanda physically did not look good to me. She looked pretty bloated at 145. Definitely not lean. And I didn't see her, other than having extra weight, I didn't see her having extra muscle. Cyborg looked phenomenal. You know, some folks are saying that's not going to distance. I think it will go to distance. I think Cyborg's just trying to prove that she can go to distance again. Even though Cyborg is a dominant fighter, she really hasn't knocked anybody out. And also, this could be a bad matchup for Amanda, because her last fight was against Rocky Pennington. And even though Rocky is tough as all get out, she's not quite the striker as Cyborg. She doesn't pack that power. So I know, you know, Amanda trains at America Top Team, but I don't know what kind of ladies she has there that has quite the power of Cyborg and stamina. You know, it's one thing to be able to hit hard, but Cyborg has ridiculous amounts of endurance. So I think Amanda is really sleeping on that fact. And then Cyborg is really motivated to prove that she is the queen of 145 and the queen of Brazil. And I think after this fight, I think Cyborg just has one more fight and then her contract is up and she can leave the UFC and, you know, go become a professional boxer or whatever she wants to do. And make some serious money. You know, and then the main event, Jones versus Gustafsson. I mean, I really like John Jones. I used to like John Jones, but I'm telling you, I'm so burnt out on that dude. I just don't like how he's carrying himself in these press conferences. I didn't like how he was acting very childish. You know, I still see that childness in him, you know. I'll be the first one to admit, you know, I like to laugh and have a good time, and I don't like to be serious, but, you know, it's just, there's still that adolescence. Maybe that's not even a good word. You know, there's still, I guess, maybe that little bit of that immaturity in there, and maybe it's just, he's not, you know, he doesn't use the correct words, right? I know a lot of us are PC, and this, listen, I'm no scholar, folks. I know you guys know that. I mean, I just give it to you straight, rugged, and raw. But I'm just over the fact of John Jones. I mean, the fact that I still go back to, he looked like crap when he came back against Ovince St. Preux. And then he looked phenomenal against DC, but he popped, you know, he was dirty. He popped dirty. So now he's clean. So like, Jones has only fought 3 times in 4 years. You know, Gustafson's last fight was a little bit longer than Jones's, but you know, and Jones didn't look physically, he did not look good to me. It didn't look bad. But I just physically, I didn't see him. I mean, granted, he is a little older, you know, our bodies change, you know, over time. You know, I'm just rip the Band-Aid off. Guys, I hope Gustafson wins. I just think Jones needs to be served some humble pie. I just don't know if Gustafson can do it. Now, if he executes the same game plan like he did last time and, you know, make some corrections and, you know, here and there, I think he can get it done. Yeah, I mean, just keep applying that same pressure. I'm sure Jones has improved some things in his game, but you know what? He's got ring rust. He hasn't fought a lot. You know, and it would have behooved Gustafson if he took a fight. I mean, earlier this year, I mean, he definitely would have been ready. So you got two guys who have ring rust. But yeah, just because I'm done, I'm a scorned girlfriend. I'm going with Gustafson. And let's just run it back, you know. I mean, that would be beautiful. I mean, there's some up-and-comers at 205, but it may take some time for the next, you know, 205-er to come. The most exciting 205-er, you know. If not, you know, they'll try to do this super fight nonsense, and you know they'll probably try to get Riolwell Romero to move up from 185 to 205, and you know, then that would be an awesome fight, and you know, and exciting, and you know, whatever. But that's what I got, guys. So I'm going to run off here. Enjoy the fights tonight. Make sure you know you check out PFL, you know, New Year's Eve, Madison Square Garden. Yep, I will be in Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve. First time going to Madison Square Garden, being on the floor. This will be great. You know, and then I'll definitely try to post pictures and stuff. I probably should have done this in the beginning, but I may just re-record this. So if you guys are hearing this at the end, I want to give a special shout out. To DC Camera. You know, they've hooked your boy up, you know, with a badass lens. I just wasn't getting quite as good as pictures as I want, especially with hanging out, you know, with all these you know, crazy good, you know, photographers. You know, Ryan Loco, and my boy Mateo. So it's just Ryan Loco. If you want to check his stuff, he is the main photographer for the PFL. And then Shots by Mateo. He's an awesome dude. Those guys have Mateo has helped me out a lot. Getting my shots right. So there's this badass lens, guys. All the pros have, it's the big white lens that you see on the sideline of all the sports games. I mean, that some bitch is just badass, but it's like 2 G's. So it's a little steep for your boy. But DC Camera, they hooked me up. So for all your camera, your lighting needs, I'm not DSLR, movie photos, 4K cameras, lenses. These guys, they have it. Shout out to Van and Will and everybody else over there at DC Camera. I'll put up a link in the description, and I'll probably put up one on Instagram. But those guys are great. They really, really took care of your boy. Unfortunately, if you're not in the DMV area, it's going to be kind of hard for you to rent from them, but they may have a workaround. But check them out. Their website again is dc-camera.com. Great guys over there. So I'm gonna sign off, guys. I'm probably not gonna come back on later to do the recap, but whatever. I gotta get ready for this show. So, guys, appreciate the time. Thanks for the likes, the follows. They do add up. We'll keep going. Until the next time is the right time. It's your boy John Jay signing off for Head Moving MMA. All right, y'all. I'll holler.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.